So, when emotional or physical pain comes, how do we practice bhakti and how can bhakti give us shelter? The first thing is that spiritualizing ourselves doesn't mean dehumanizing ourselves. That means at a human level, pains come. And it's not that we have to deny the pain. Say, if I get a fracture, if I fall down, I get a fracture. I have the fracture. Now somebody else may fall down at the same situation, and their bones may be tougher than mine, they may not get a fracture. So if I have a fracture, then I have to deal with it. So I may have to maybe rest for some time, put the leg in a cast, and I appropriately deal with it. Similarly for us, just as some people's bones may be more vulnerable to be breaking than others. So similarly, each of us has a different mind. So sometimes our mind may be more prone to a particular kind of pain than others. So if we are more sensitive, then somebody just neglects us or somebody rejects us, that may hurt us much more than it may hurt somebody else. And that person is saying, why are you so sensitive? Don't bother about it. It isn't work. We have to work with the body and the mind that we have. So if my mind is too sensitive to something, it is not that just by practicing bhakti, it should happen that my mind should stop being sensitive. But we can look at a higher purpose. So that means that, okay, I have got a fracture, I may have to reduce my mobility for the next 1 week. But then after 1 week, I'll start moving. Maybe there's a little pain when I put weight on the leg, but gradually it will recover. So if we are emotionally vulnerable and we get wounded easily, then what we need to do is, we have to acknowledge that we are wounded, but we don't have to perpetuate that wound. Perpetuate that wound means, why did this person do like this? The wound is there. Sometimes, as I said, we go towards two extremes. Either we give in to the mind's emotions, or we completely deny the mind's emotions. But we can't deny them, they are there. We don't want to get carried away by them. If I just keep telling, why did this person do like this? People are so bad, nobody cares for me. That way, what we are doing is, we are aggravating the wound. It's like the fractured leg is there and I'm putting weight on the leg. It's going to get worse. So what bhakti does for us is, when the mind starts simply replaying the wrong that has happened and it keeps making us feel worse and worse and worse, then bhakti is meant to give us an alternative object of thought. So the process of bhakti is not just about associating with devotees or chanting the holy names or coming to the temple. These are extremely important. But they are meant to make an inner change. Inner change in our default object of contemplation. So, instead of replaying that wrong that person did, we try to become attached to Krishna and think of Krishna. Within Krishna Bhakti, we may find that, like this boy, he loved kirtans. So at that time, instead of replaying, why did this girl do this to me? He just started taking shelter of Krishna through kirtans. So when we absorb our consciousness in Krishna, in a way that works easily for us, then the wound that is there, it will be there, but we won't be aggravated. And although the wound will be there, but because we don't think about it so much, it won't hurt us that much. And if I have a fracture and I'm constantly thinking, oh, I have a fracture. That simply aggravates the problem that we have. So life determines our problems, but we determine their size. Life determines our problems. Bad things happen to all of us. But how big that problem will be, its size will be determined by me. If somebody rejects me, somebody hurts me, that's a problem. But I can just take that as one incident in my life and move on. Or I'm just repeated and think that, oh, I'm unloved and I'm unlovable and my life is unlivable, and we make it into a catastrophe also. So what Krishna Bhakti does is, it gives us an alternative object of thought. And when we cultivate that connection with Krishna and we develop attachment to Krishna in some manifestation, then at that time, we take our consciousness towards that manifestation, we focus on that. Chant the holy names, hear kirtans, or come to the temple, read some scriptures. By that, the aggravation of the injury doesn't happen. And even that injury, it is there, but we allow it to heal it naturally. Another fundamental change is not just the default object of thought, but bhakti also changes our defining identity. We define ourselves in various ways based on our relationships and roles in this world. Say, I think I'm a software engineer. I think I'm Indian. I think I'm the wife of this person. I'm the husband of this person. And now all these roles and relationships that we have, they do define us in a functional way. But they are not our fundamental identity. Our fundamental identity is that I am a servant of Krishna. I am a part of Krishna, I am a servant of Krishna. And as a service to Krishna, yes, I am the husband of someone, I am the wife of someone, I am an engineer, software engineer, I am a national, I am a citizen of a particular country. All these are roles which I am going to function. Working. And I will work in responsibly because through this I can do my service to Krishna. My relationships can also be services to Krishna. But if any relationship is our defining identity, if I define myself as a spouse of someone, and if I experience some problem in that relationship, then I feel as if, who am I? What is my life worth? So again, the problem becomes maximized because we have invested inordinately our self-identity in that relationship. So bhakti gives us a secure sense of self-identity. I am a servant of Krishna. So even if sometimes people treat us badly, life treats us badly, then, okay, I lost my job, but I am not a software engineer. I am a servant of Krishna. I'll find some other job and I'll work. So that both the default object of thought and the defining sense of identity, they are meant to be changed by a practice of bhakti. And the practices of bhakti are chanting, coming to the temple, to the extent they do these two things for us, to that extent, we will be shielded. We will get a shield from outer problems. Whenever troubles come, physical or mental hurts come, we will be shielded internally. So this focus of the consciousness on Krishna and focus on our identity as servants of Krishna, this will act like a shock absorber. A vehicle as a shock absorber, it gets jolt by going through a ditch. The jolt is there, but it's minimized. So like that, the jolts will be there when life's problems come, but they will be minimized because we are not too invested in that particular identity, nor are we too fixated on that particular object. So that way, by focusing the consciousness on Krishna and on our relationship with Krishna, our problems in life can be minimized. So I put it this way that sometimes because of our karma or whatever situation, bad things happen in our life. But whatever karma may get us to, Krishna will get us through. We take shelter of Krishna will get us through. Okay? Thank you. Hare Krishna.